Well, millions of signatures have been collected in Turkey as part of a campaign against a ban on wearing headscarves in public places. Now, the head of the Confederation of Public Servants Trade Unions says it's collected over 12 million signatures and will hand them over to the government. The campaign demands that a ban on wearing headscarves be lifted. It also calls for a free dress code in public places. Several demonstrations have been held and civil disobedience actions taken as part of the campaign. Now, Turkey's constitution bans wearing headscarves in public institutions. Efforts to lift the ban have gotten nowhere. Turkey's highest court in 2008 issued a ruling that upholds the ban. Muslims constitute over 90% of Turkey's population. Well, let's switch over to Beirut, joined by social researcher Ms. Nazia Saleh. Thank you for being with us. Let's look at the significance of this. Now, millions of signatures have been collected as many of the Turkish people try to get a change in this law. How likely are they going to be successful? And why are we seeing such a surge in the demand for being able to wear headscarves?
As we know, the ban on hijab has been active since 1923, since Atatürk era, and reactivated in 1979. And the irony of the situation now that the Islamist Justice Party in power now didn't do anything about removing this ban. Because they promised the people, the Turkish people, that after they win the election, they will remove this ban. So Muslim women were expecting from this party to do something against this ban. But unfortunately, nothing has been done by this party, by this government. So that's why Turkish women, they made a step forward to remind the government here in power, remind those people in power that they are Islamists, and they came because they are Islamists. So who elect them are these women who wear the hijab. So that's why women in Turkey now, I think they will not stop their movement until they do something, and until the government will do something about this ban.
And why are we seeing, Ms. Saleh, why are we seeing such a surge in demand now? As you said, this is a law that's been in effect since the early 20th century. But more and more we're seeing a greater demand. Why are we seeing such a greater demand by the Turkish women in order to be able to adhere to hijab now?
No, they had a lot of movement, and I know a lot of friends. They went to prison. They took them to prison. Even now, yani, during the Islamist era, they went to prison because they make their voice loud out. So they talk. They said, where is your promise? You promise us something about Islam here. So where are you now? Why you are not moving this, removing this ban? Women in Turkey, they cannot go to universities. They cannot teach at public schools. Only rich people, they can educate their children, because only the private Islamic school, they can, girls with veil can go in.
Ms. Saleh, there would probably be many people who perhaps didn't know about this story, probably quite surprised and understanding that 90% of the population in Turkey is Muslim, and yet a basic rule of Islam is totally basically illegal to abide by this basic rule.
Yes.
Do you think a change is on the horizon for Turkey?
Yes, it must be. Yeah, it must. Yeah, it's a must. And I know when I talk to my friends over there, they said they will not lay down, they will not stop their movement until they change this law, because okay. it's as you said, the population is more than 90% Muslims, and why, what, yani, what is yani, making the government is so slow in changing this law? When they talk to the government, one of them, she told me, when they talked to Erdogan in person, he said, okay, wait, we will change, but when? When you are going to change.
Okay, and on that note, I'm so sorry we have to end this, but I appreciate you being with us out of Beirut, social researcher, Ms. Nazeha Saleh.